When Florence Wood celebrated her 80th birthday, she invited the community of Mullaney to come along.
Happy birthday to you! Hooray! Hooray! Hooray!
For the mother of eight, the community is extended family, a connection that's grown with the help of one tree standing in a cow paddock.
If you give, you will receive tenfold. And that's how I look at it.
It was more than 20 years ago when Florence Wood's late husband Frank came up to their farmhouse to share a story.
My husband said to me, "Hey, Florence, there was a fella from London at the fence today when I was working in the top paddock." And I said, "What was that for? What are you talking about?" He said, "You know the tree?" I said, "Yeah." He said, "Oh, he's been looking all over the place for it." He said, "He finally found it."
It would be the start of international recognition for a humble but striking native sour cherry tree with magical views of the Glasshouse Mountains.
He'd seen a photograph in London and he'd wanted to have a look at this tree and he was amazed at the sight of it.
Then Frank Woods was approached by the first of what would become a stream of professional photographers.
One day someone said, "Oh, can we use the tree? We'll, you know, give you a donation." He said, "Oh, yes." He said to me, "What do you think?" And I said, "Yes, righto."
And it's so popular with wedding photographers. I've seen photos where there's three wedding parties all crowded in different parts around the base of the tree.
Yes, yeah, that's it. I said, "There's 120 acres there. If you want to fight, fight, but don't come to blows." I said, "And is our property." I said, "We enjoy it, let you people enjoy it. The money we get from that goes to the town."
Professional photographers have made an unwritten agreement to pay Mrs. Woods $50 every time they use the tree, and every cent is donated to charity. It started with Frank and Florence Woods helping the local nursing home get a hydrotherapy pool.
So the Men's Shed, Historical Society, the hospital, Naval Cadets and any other charity in the town or anyone in Strive.
Senior citizens, school chaplains.
Yeah, everything.
To date, more than $40,000 has been shared with the Mullaney community. One Tree Hill has become so busy that the Woods take bookings for the beef cattle paddock. Photographers are briefed not to leave farm gates open.
The cattle, well, they're in there.
So the wedding photographers and the parties are dodging cow pats.
Yes, they have to. Either that or they go for a slip.
It's a working farm.
Yes, it's a working farm. Doubt masters are on there. The place is, well, it's pretty sacred to us because the kids go over there and the grandchildren. They go over there and sit and they say, "Oh, we talked to Granddad today." This was Frank's farm where it's on and he passed away 7 years ago.
So Lee Burgess from Life and Love and Amy Hinks from Amy Hinks Photography have been here today taking photos so that everybody's got special memories of the day.
Yeah, the celebration.
And you've done something a bit special and organised a treat for her.
Yes, there's a network of professional photographers that we're in and the majority of us have shot at One Tree Hill more than once, so got everyone together over the last couple of months. We've got a really big birthday card that we've all been signing, and I've put together an album. There's 170 photos in the album of everyone's favourite One Tree Hill photos. They range from just landscape photography to weddings. There's some maternity photos and family photos, so she can have memories and see what everybody uses her land for. She's so giving, and she will always give you the time of day to have a good chat on the phone, and she's so generous.
80, no signs of slowing down.
No. Why should I? I'm having fun. I'm enjoying life. I have my friends. I have a family. The community has become my family.
Your life is filled with love.
Yes, it is. It's filled with love. I get a lot of love. I give a lot of love. And I'm enjoying life. That's how it should be.